Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my blind lawyer friend, Frank. How are you today?
I am blindly following you, my friend. How are you?
Good. You know, I'm glad you're following me.
You know,
I'm glad.
I like that I'm your blind lawyer friend, and you just got a new haircut in real life.
I did just get a new haircut in real life.
Just like Foggy. So you really are Foggy.
He did get a haircut.
He did.
We'll
he looks different.
We'll talk about that. What are you drinking?
I am drinking my favorite Scotch ale, Innocent Gun.
Ooh.
Delicious, brewed in whiskey barrels and delicious to the last drop.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. I am drinking, sadly, Frank. It's back.
Uh-oh.
Oktoberfest is back.
Oh, it's already here.
I know. It's August.
I was at a bar like a week or two ago,
mm-hmm.
and Shipyard Pumpkinhead was on tap. And I was like, what are you doing to me?
It is the middle of August.
August. Come on.
I mean, technically, this is the time to harvest pumpkins.
But even Starbucks doesn't have pumpkin spice out. Come on.
No, it's not cold enough
it's not,
yet.
It's just not.
It's 85 degrees it's outside.
Now, when it gets to be September or October, I'll be first in line to get an Oktoberfest or a Pumpkinhead with a cinnamon sugar rim. Like, I'm all over it when that happens. But until then, let me enjoy my summer beers while I can.
Yeah, I agree. I think the problem is that we're facing a warmer weather later into the year.
Yeah, but I don't think that's why they're coming out earlier. I think
marketing. But I think like we fight against it.
Oh, sure.
Because like it doesn't really get cold until the end of October now.
Right. So, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel seasonally appropriate for us to drink it until it feels cold.
Right.
And it's not getting cold until later. I agree.
Right.
With that.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
Cool. Well, you know what does feel seasonally appropriate?
Netflix.
To talk about the latest Netflix Marvel series.
Yeah, Defenders.
Defenders. It finally came out.
Defenders of the Earth.
I didn't tell you this. This was not planned, but I decided on a whim today. I listened to all of our Beer with Geeks episodes about Marvel Netflix shows.
Oh, really?
About 2 hours worth of...
because we did 3 out of the 4 because you flat out refused to watch Iron Fist.
I refused to watch Iron Fist. We only covered Daredevil season 1. I couldn't find our Daredevil season 2 episodes.
We didn't cover season 2?
I thought we had, but I couldn't find it. So I guess we hadn't. So we did Daredevil season 1, and then we did Jessica Jones with Damon, and then we did Luke Cage. So I listened to all those, just a little refresher of like, what did we think about all those?
Oh, I'm going to say... Let's see if I remember my own.
Okay.
My own opinion.
Yeah, what was your own? Yeah.
And then to see if I remember your opinions.
Okay.
Okay. I loved Daredevil season 1 more than life itself and my mother. Just kidding. you liked it but were not crazy about it.
Correct. You're correct so far.
You heart-throbbed Jessica Jones like there was no tomorrow. I thought it was good, but I didn't like it as much as Daredevil season 1 because she kind of annoyed me because she was samey. but I loved Kilgrave.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I didn't love it though.
Okay.
You loved Luke Cage. You thought it was the best out of the 3 so far, or at least bits of it were. I vaguely remember you saying that. I thought it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the first half was good, and it kind of weaned in the second half.
You definitely thought it was fine. I don't think I said I thought it was the best. And if I did say it at the time, I take that back. I think Jessica Jones was the best of Phase 1.
Okay,
I didn't watch Iron Fist, but But of the ones I saw, I think Jessica Jones was the best of Phase 1. Luke Cage was probably my second favorite.
Okay.
And then the Daredevils.
And then the Daredevils.
After that.
Okay.
Daredevil never really did it for me.
It's just
not a genre that I enjoy as much as, you do.
Yeah.
I don't really care for ninjas. I just never have.
Yeah, and I love ninjas. Do. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It really comes down to if you enjoy ninjas and street vigilantism or not.
Right.
And that's not really your bag.
Nope.
No.
Nope. And that's fine. I'm like very aware, like, this is not for me. This is for people, fans of that genre.
That's right.
Fine. And for people who are fans of it, they seem to really enjoy it. So bully for them. Mm-hmm. Defenders. I went into it for me coming off of Luke Cage.
Yeah.
You know, almost a year ago.
Wow.
Cause I didn't watch Iron Fist, and I was like, all right, let's do this. You sent me a very useful, very helpful refresher video, mm-hmm. which I will stick in the link in the show notes.
Cool.
I've been passing it around to people on Twitter who've been saying, people have been saying like, oh, do I really have to watch Iron Fist before I watch Defenders? I guess I have to. And whenever I see that, I'm like, nope, don't bother. Watch this 10-minute video and you will know all.
Now, I've been telling, because I did watch Iron Fist, so I had been telling people, like, you don't have to. Again, here's this video link. But because the show's main plot is so intricately tied to, it's so intricately tied to the main plot of Defenders, his main plot is tied, that I thought, like, You could do it without it, but I think you'd enjoy it a lot. I think you'd enjoy the main plot more, and probably the character more, if you sat down, if you took the time
to watch the
to
series.
Watch it, because he's a character that evolves. He's definitely progressing as a character.
Mm-hmm.
He's maturing. So it was nice to see that.
Sure,
but if you don't like Kung Fu, well, I mean, actually, if you do like Kung Fu, I wouldn't actually watch Iron Fist because. It's not good Kung Fu.
Yeah, right.
It's not good. Oh, poor Finn Jones. He's just not good at fight choreography. There's a couple of times in Defenders, you can see him throw a punch, and he pulled the punch badly. Oh, very badly. Yeah. And he's a fine actor. I have nothing against him. I've seen him in a few things. He's just not as good at it as other people.
He's a fine actor, and then he's a fine actor.
He's a fine
actor. He's fine.
I mean, he's fine actor.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
He was for me the weak link of that cast.
He definitely was, and I like Iron Fist a lot.
And by the way, he would like you to know that he's the immortal Iron Fist. I think he said it like 17 times.
Yeah, he
just kept saying,
"Try watching his show."
Oh, I can't even. I don't want to. I won't. Refuse.
Yeah. See the interesting thing about his show versus the Defenders is that these three other characters, Jessica Jones, Matt Murdock, and Luke Cage,
yep.
call him on his weirdness.
Yes.
Whereas nobody in his own show really does that. They do to an extent, like people do to an extent, but not in the way that, like, Stick comes into the room, like when they're in the Chinese restaurant, and he's like, this kid's a dumbass.
Yeah.
It was great. Because
he's blind,
cause
he can see that.
Right, because he is. Stick's just an ass. So,
well, yes.
I'm glad the Defenders are there to buff out his edges, I guess.
Mm.
Because there are scenes that I found him very charming in the role. When they're in the Chinese restaurant and he keeps eating the Chinese food and Luke's like, are you not full yet?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's
like,
takes a lot of energy to harness my chi.
That was funny. That was very funny. Yes, and charming.
Yeah, that's the Iron Fist that you read. Like, if you opened a comic book, that's Danny Rand. Mm. And so, so their stuff was very entertaining. The Luke Iron Fist connect, chemistry was fun for me because they're like a buddy duo.
In comics,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So mostly because their books were not doing great in the 70s.
So they just teamed them up.
So they teamed them up, but now they're this legendary team up heroes for hire.
Yeah.
So
right.
So it's one of comics' great friendships. So I thought the show got that right. Even if people are like, Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Like, oh well. So I think with a better showrunner, it'll be fine. I think it'll be fine. It's like
Is that the plan for? Is there a season two planned for Iron
yeah.
Fist?
And, oh yeah,
and it's a new showrunner.
It's he's confirmed. So I think it's a new showrunner okay. because the guy who was showrunning left to do Inhumans. If that tells you anything.
Oh,
yeah.
That tells me everything.
Yeah, right. yeah, so with a better showrunner, I think, and I think he has a very clear progression. So, like, in season one of Iron Fist, he is, oh, hey, I'm the immortal Iron Fist. It's my duty to protect Kun Lun and defeat the Hand. That's the whole season.
Yep.
And then... this season is Kun Lun is gone, or Defenders is, oh my God, Kun Lun is gone.
Yeah.
I don't have a purpose.
Right.
And the show gives him a purpose. New York started to feel like home,
yep,
right? That's
sure.
that's his whole big thing. Because the end of Iron Fist, like, he shows up and Kun Lun is gone. Like, it's not there anymore. Because it only appears on this earthly plane every 10 years. Fun fact about Kun Lun. So there's definitely precedent for Danny to, like, put on his outfit. I think part of the reason people don't like him is because he's really just a dude, like, being like, I have my chi, and he's wearing a jacket. I think if you put him on a costume, people would be well, at least you're a superhero.
He's just a white kid who's good at punching sometimes.
Sometimes.
Most of the time, he's bad at it. And then once in a while, he's like, oh, wait, I can do this thing.
Yeah. See... Iron Fist is supposed to be the world's greatest fighter.
He's terrible.
And he gets beat up by Daredevil, who's good, who's very good, but he shouldn't be, but Iron Fist should be able to beat up Daredevil.
Yes,
he
should be able to beat up a blind man. I think that's
yes. What did I say, Iron
he
Man?
He should be able to beat up a blind man.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. He's got superpowers.
I know, kidding.
So my understanding at the end of the show, which I think it's fairly obvious, that when he says New York starts to feel like home,
yeah,
he's fully ready to be the defender, the protector of New York.
Sure.
The way that he was supposed to be for Kun Lun. Like, I failed here. It's gone.
Let me make good on it.
But I will make good on it because Daredevil told me to.
Right.
Because when Matt shows up in his Daredevil suit for the first time in all the Defenders, when he's choking out that guy with the Billy Club, which was awesome, everyone was like, whoa. And Danny was like, cool.
I'm into it.
I'm into this costume thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was really like a zero in, like, what this guy's doing is cool. And I think he's going to want in on that action.
Sure.
In the comics, Matt actually had Danny be Daredevil for a while.
Oh.
Everyone knows who Daredevil is. It's blind lawyer Matt Murdock. And everyone was like, makes sense. That whole shebang, which we'll talk more about later.
Was it a thing of, like, he was like, oh, look, it's me and Daredevil being seen at the same time in the same place. That means I can't be Daredevil.
Yes, but it was more like, you're going to do it for an extended period of time. It wasn't just like a one-off, like, I got Martian Manhunter to be Superman. Clark Kent one time, kind of thing. It was either the Bendis or the Brubaker run. I can't remember, but he was gone out of the city. Like, he couldn't do it. And so Danny was just straight. He was Daredevil.
Got it.
For a long time. And so I think there's real precedent for him to kind of be a character that people can get behind.
Yeah.
But it's taking a little too long to get there.
It definitely seems to be taking a while. It did seem like they did have the other Defenders make fun of him a bit and, like, poke fun at him a little. And it seemed like, and it's funny because based on when this show was shot, it can't be a reaction to the online blowback to the show.
No.
It just must be obviously that was planned the whole time is like, he's going to grow and, like, we're going to make jokes at his expense and whatever. And like, it's just funny, like, that it plays super well. Those jokes play super well because it's like, you're saying what everyone is thinking.
Exactly. Yeah.
What everyone has been saying online for months, like, they're now saying it in the show.
Right.
So that was cool. Let's talk about Matt Murdock for a
sure.
little bit.
Yeah. Let's go.
So all his cast of characters were there as well.
Yep.
Right. Foggy was there. Karen was there.
That's it.
But, like, his two supporting...
His two main supporting characters were there.
His team were there.
Yep. Foggy got a haircut.
Good
for him, because we'd all been thinking that for a while.
That's right. And even that video you sent me, like, they make a joke about, like, he's had the same haircut for years.
Yeah.
And he's gone to a big boy law firm.
Yep.
Karen,
which happened in season two of Daredevil.
In season two.
Yep.
Karen is still doing the reporter thing.
Yep. Hopefully better, writing better articles than she wrote that first time.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
But I thought Matt had one of the more interesting stories out of these characters.
I'd agree. I think he's one of the more interesting. He's got, Daredevil has a lot of nuance.
Yeah.
Like, it's a character that has, like, it has, it's got years, it's got, he has more comic history than the rest of them, mm-hmm. and he's had better, and he's had, I guess, the luck of having some of the greatest writers in comic book history.
Yeah, it's
on,
true.
Like,
yeah.
to give him that nuance. So, so it's just like, he just has more, there's just more to work with.
True.
Yeah. His story was interesting because he was so, like, I'm not getting involved.
Yeah.
For a guy who we watched for 2 seasons, like, all he would do is involve himself.
Right.
And so for him to, like, be that hurt by the death of Elektra and then watch his kind of self-torment, I guess. He makes a joke about Catholic guilt somewhere in the show.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And he's, like, he's got it bad about, like, everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He could, like, bump into a lady at a grocery store and be like, oh, my God, I can't be Daredevil anymore.
This
I'm
is
the
eating
worst.
Me up.
Yeah. I'm the worst. I did think it took a little too long for him to be in his Daredevil suit.
Mm.
Because that was... I liked the show a lot. I thought Defenders, it was good fun. There wasn't a lot of nuance to the show. I thought it was very, like, it felt like one long movie as opposed to a television show.
I so agree with that. Mm-hmm. I so agree with that. Maybe partly because we both watched it the same way. Here's something fun. Mm. So, when I was listening back to our old podcasts, we both watched Daredevil season one in, like, a weekend.
Yep.
The weekend that it came out. Then for, like, Jessica Jones and Luke Cage, we spaced them out. In fact, we didn't record a Luke Cage episode for, like, a month after it came out.
Yeah.
And now this one, how long did it take you to watch this Defenders?
A day.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
first day.
Yeah, but it's 8 episodes
yes,
versus 13.
A big difference.
And a lot of these 8 episodes were
45 minutes.
45
yeah.
minutes. Like, I got up, I started it.
Yeah.
And then I finished... around like 4:30, and then I left for the evening because
mm-hmm.
I had plans.
Mm-hmm.
So it was spaced perfectly.
Yeah. It was like a work day's length.
It was a work day's length of watching. And it was one long movie. I really appreciated the lighting on this show.
Yes.
Yeah. So in the first 2 episodes, even though I know I raised 2 hands with 2 fingers so I look like Richard Nixon. In two episodes. Every character was lit with their perspective colors
yes.
from their television
yes.
show. Daredevil's in his reds, Danny's in his greens, Jessica's in her
blue, purple. Luke Cage
yellow. And then when the characters would intersect with one another, both of their colors were in the shot,
yes.
which I loved.
Love.
And then by the time you got to episode 4,
okay.
about episode 4, they had their own color, and
uh-huh.
you didn't see that cross section
oh,
anymore.
Oh, sure.
Because they were always together, so the Defenders had their own color, which was really, like, regular white. You know, it didn't...
But when you put all those colors together, you get white light.
Yeah, white light.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're the white light of New York.
I loved it. Oh, nice. I loved that. It was a small thing,
mm-hmm.
and it was something you could miss, but I loved that... Not just the lighting, but the characterization, the lighting and the writing, kept preserved each character as they were in their own show.
Yep.
So it wasn't some kind of radical change. It wasn't like, why is Matt Murdock acting this way or Jessica Jones acting this way?
Mm.
It was as if whoever had written each of their shows were writing that character in their voice
yep.
for this show.
Yep.
So it very much felt like here are 4 shows coming together.
I agree.
To make one new show.
I agree. Not even just in their, not even in the their
not just the dialogue.
Not
but
just the dialogue, but like the reason they
their
all,
motivations.
Their motivation, the reason they all come to it is,
I agree.
You know, Matt comes from the law, right?
Yep.
Because he goes in to tell Jessica to stop talking.
Right.
Jessica comes at it because of a case.
Yes.
Luke comes at it from somebody in the neighborhood, mm-hmm. and Danny comes at it because he's fighting the hand, and that yep. was literally his whole season. Yep. And so I thought that was great. One of the producers said it really well. So he's like, this is not like Avengers where they team up and they're like, we're friends now, high five, let's be a team forever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more like you're in an accident with people, like you're in a bus accident, and then you have this trauma together, you all go to the hospital together, you spend all these hours with one another, and you have this really close, shared, dangerous experience. But at the end of the day, you go home. You don't invite each right. other over to Thanksgiving dinner or whatever. And there's room for that to grow. And you see little bits of it, you know, Luke and Jessica reconcile, Danny and Luke form what is the basis of a friendship, and like stuff like that. Colleen and Misty form kind of a little knit bond together.
Mm-hmm.
They're also friends in the comics.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know if, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
No, that's cool.
Misty is, she's originally in an Iron Fist book or Luke Cage. I can't remember which one. But she traditionally has a cybernetic arm,
right,
which I think I've talked about, which she's definitely getting that now. Yep. Yep. This hospital is advanced, and it's a special hospital.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. Tony Stark owns it.
And actually, Danny owns it.
Oh, he does. Okay. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Danny owns it. But it's in the comics, it's Tony Stark that gets her.
I was
going to
say,
arm.
That's. I mean, I was making a joke, but that's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
And I wonder, I mean, we are, it is in universe with, you know, with the movies, like
yeah.
they talk about the incident. And
you
stuff,
know, it's
so.
Funny. It almost, it is and it isn't, like they talk about it.
It's like one foot in, one foot out, you know,
yeah.
it happened, but they don't address it too much.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is probably a decision from on high of like, we're never going to get Robert Downey Jr. in these shows. So don't get too excited.
Yeah. Or you're going to have the time to get these guys into a movie.
I doubt it.
Because when they're not filming their own perspective shows, they're doing other work.
Yeah.
Like they have other stuff that they're up to.
Yeah. I don't think I really see that happening.
I actually don't mind them being separated. A lot of people are kind of jonesing for them all to be
it.
Together, but they all feel like I enjoy it for what it is. I don't need them in the rest of the universe. The only one I really would actually like in the rest of the universe is Daredevil.
Yeah.
I would like to see Daredevil interact with Spider-Man
or
you know, something like that, but because those are like quote-unquote street level New
Yorkers.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah. They're not fighting the Chitauri. They're fighting
right,
more street-level
exactly.
crime. Yeah, I can see that. I don't know. It's just that it almost feels like, I mean, I don't think there's any Kevin Feige involvement in these shows, right?
None,
it's Jeff Loeb.
Yeah.
And it kind of shows it's like a different, you know, yes, mm-hmm. it's part of the same story, but like it would feel a little out of place if there were some kind of crossover in terms of like a story where those characters from the movies and the TV somehow crossover, mm-hmm. whether it's on TV or a movie. It would feel a little off to me just because they do feel like they come a bit from different worlds.
If Thor showed up, it would look weird.
Yeah.
And I don't think they would look right
in a movie. No.
I mean,
there are different sensibilities in how they're made.
Like, barely accept three people in normal clothes standing next to a guy in a costume.
Right.
You know, like, as even they make jokes about it. Like, just keep like, oh, it's back.
And yeah,
Daredevil
yeah,
comes
yeah,
to
yeah,
the
yeah.
frame.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. That's why I also really think that I think really Danny needs a costume because it, like if they ever come together again, it's going to
balance it out. Yeah, that's true. Because Jessica and Luke are not going to.
They've never really had costumes. The closest he's gotten is the tiara, which we're all happy he's not wearing.
No.
And
thank you,
Jessica in the comics used to be a superhero and they show that costume in her show.
Yeah.
But that like she's never putting on anything. That's not. It would feel weird.
That is her costume.
Right. It would feel odd. Like
the leather jacket,
one.
The jeans, the infinity scarf, that is her costume.
Right.
Just as much as Luke's costume in this universe is the hoodie.
Is the hoodie, right. Right. Which is fine.
It's fine.
But when you have one guy in a mask and three in not.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. Especially if Iron Fist does have a costume.
Yeah.
Like it feels like, and I feel like they probably are working towards it.
I would think so.
I mean, I don't know. It did feel the Daredevil costume feels a little too, it feels out of place because he's the only one wearing it.
Right.
It feels like this is the only thing that's remotely comic book accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of off-putting in that way. So if I think it's either he needs to lose the costume or Danny has to gain one.
Yeah. And I don't want to see him lose the costume.
Not
although I really liked the black thing that he wore, you know,
yeah.
It works for the style of show that they're telling.
Yeah.
But I mean, Danny's costume is not that different. You could basically take Daredevil's suit, take out the horns, change the color scheme, and put the dragon on the chest, and you call it a day.
Call it, yeah.
It's just change the colors because like his mask is basically Daredevil's mask without the horns, and he's got ties in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know what I mean? Just take him to whatever his name is, Gladiator there. And
yeah.
Be like make him a suit and call it a day.
Yeah.
He's got money.
He's got the money.
It's not like he can't.
He's got the resources.
Yeah.
He can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Sigourney Weaver.
I understood why she was in the show because when she got killed, I was really like, oh, she's dead now.
Yeah.
She did not feel dangerous to me.
The hand didn't feel it didn't feel threatening.
No, not in the slightest. And which is Wilson Fisk felt threatening.
Yes, yes.
Kilgrave felt threatening.
Right.
Even Cottonmouth.
Cottonmouth too, felt threatening.
And what's the woman's name in Luke Cage?
Black Mariah.
Yeah. Felt threatening.
Mm-hmm.
Diamondback did not.
No,
but
I'm Luke Cage.
Yeah, shut up. But they just were like, whatever. And these four shows, technically two of them, really season two of Daredevil and Iron Fist, like we're building to like, in some extent, season one of Daredevil, like they're the culling, this big thing. Oh, we just want some bones.
Yeah.
And it's gonna collapse the city.
What was that?
It was a dragon.
I know it was a dragon, but like does it have any basis in comics? Like what is happening?
Yeah, see, this is why watching Iron Fist would have made sense.
Okay,
so Iron Fist gets the Iron Fist, his chi, because he faces a dragon.
Okay.
And the dragon's name is Shao Lao, and you have to like plunge your hands into the dragon's heart. You have to like fight the dragon and plunge your hands into the heart, and that's how you get the chi.
Okay.
That's how you can harness the Iron Fist. You don't really, they talk about it in Iron Fist. You don't see it. You see like its eyes, and that's about it. Because television, that's not Game of Thrones. and so because the hand, these five members of the hand were kicked out of Kun Lun, where Shao Lao exists.
Yep.
So they want another dragon, which they can harness, I guess, the bones for eternal life. That's not really a thing. It feels like a show thing, to my knowledge. So it was kind of like, it felt almost just kind of personal. Like I had forgotten that harnessing the bones would actually hurt New York because I was like, let's just get the bones. What's the big deal?
I'm confused about the bones and the. Having the bones there? How did they get there?
Okay,
they can't put them there.
No, so
I
think they've been there from of old.
Okay,
because New York is old, despite its name.
And so
they just because for season remember cause season one in Daredevil, the hand are, they want a particular building.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
That's a whole thing.
You explained this to me where that's where they do their mischief, whatever.
Right. So that's.
They can't be stopped because they legally own the building.
Right. So that's Shadowland, which we thought it was actually building to.
Yes.
That is not.
That's not where they're going.
That's not where that they. This is where it would have ended up.
This is where it was. Okay.
So season one of Daredevil, they want that real estate. Season two, they own it, and they have that giant hole that goes down forever.
Yep.
And so now the Defenders, the skyscraper is the facade. They really just needed whatever was underneath. So they spent however millions of dollars to build this building just to hide the fact that they were digging underneath it.
Oh, okay. To find the bones.
To find the bones, which they must have known are there. But it... Because the bones rest on a fault line or something.
So that's why the earthquake.
Right. Taking those bones away would collapse a part of the city or the whole city, killing thousands of people.
Okay.
So their goal doesn't seem to be... Their goal isn't, let's destroy New York. It's not like, League of Shadows, League of Assassins. We've got to like destroy the city.
Like, just not chaos, destroy the city.
Right,
for its
no,
sake.
It's like, it's very, it's almost personal. Like, we just need these bones. Thousands of people are going to die to get, just,
so that's why they,
oh well.
That's why they kept being like, it's just the city, cities rise and fall.
Right.
So are their bones hidden under other cities too?
Probably.
Is that why, okay.
Probably.
Is that something in a story that we should know? Like,
no.
It's leading, okay. It's not like an Infinity Stones thing, well, we have to collect all the bones.
We have to collect all the bones to make a super dragon.
It's like, there's one under Hong Kong too, and
yeah.
One under Copenhagen or what, like,
yeah. No. It's just
to make a super dragon.
To make a super dragon.
To make a mecha dragon.
Right. No. It's just. I think it was just. They've lived so. From what it felt like on the show, they've just lived so long that it doesn't. Deaths mean nothing to them.
Sure.
Because they've watched people.
They've
die
watched
for
societies
of years.
Come and go.
Right.
Yeah. I get
so
that.
So it means
that's
zero.
That's what I assumed it meant. Is
yeah.
That like in the long lens of history, this is nothing.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was interesting that Sigourney Weaver's character Alexandra was dying.
Yes. Yes, and that she had like a regular CAT scan or whatever that was.
Yeah.
Like, she went to a doctor, confided in a doctor.
Yep.
Who could have been like, wait a second.
Well, she seemed, I think she's just dying of cancer or whatever.
Yeah, or whatever, yeah.
I thought it was weird that she was getting cancer after hundreds of years
well,
of
that,
being
yeah,
alive.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to figure out, is it like a reincarnation thing or is it you have the same body?
I think it's like a Ra's al Ghul kind of thing.
Okay.
Like you just, I don't know, sniff the dragon bone
The reason I thought that was only because of Elektra, I was like, okay, it's a different spirit in her body is what they're trying to tell us.
Yes.
So I was like, is this just, is Sigourney Weaver's body, you know, just a vessel for...
For
the spirit,
something else.
Yeah.
Well,
so this body is getting cancer or whatever, but you know she lives on in another body,
right?
Because
Elektra
is
Black Sky,
yeah.
Right? But I think that's different. That Black
that
Sky
separate.
Is something
yeah.
different.
That's what I was just trying
the hand
to determine.
Generally worship demons of some kind. So like the whole digging the hole down, a lot of people thought like that Shadowland thing is about like bringing a demon out, basically.
Okay.
And that Shadowland story, they put that demon inside Daredevil.
Okay.
And that's the story, but they didn't go with that at all. But yes, maybe there's like a spirit inside Elektra or something like that. But like Matt was like, no, she knows who I am.
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure she did.
So because like her turn doesn't really have anything to do with the spirit within mm-hmm. her. It's Elektra's story arc starting in the second season of Daredevil being like, no one's going to tell me what to do. I do what I want.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's the whole like season... Two of Daredevil is Matt telling her, you can't kill people, you can't do this,
yes,
blah, blah, blah. And she decides on her own mm-hmm. that she loves him and that he's right, and then she dies. So then when she's resurrected, she has Alexandra being like, oh, blah, 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 do this, and, you know, and sticking her previous, like, going, blah, 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 do this. And so finally she's like, whatever I'm doing, I'm doing me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very true to that
to the character.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit? We're running out of time, but I do want to address the whole Born Again storyline.
Oh, sure.
And the ending for Matt Murdock.
Yeah, okay.
So the building falls on him.
Yep.
He sacrifices himself, gets everyone else out of the building. They they knock it down. And we see him in the basement of the building, and then we see the building fall down. And then the next thing we know, he's waking up in a convent.
Yep.
Surrounded by nuns.
Yep.
And you hear one of the nuns say, go fetch Margaret.
Maggie.
Way
to be a Daredevil fan.
What?
Way to be a Daredevil fan.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I'm not. I am just merely relaying what I know.
What do you know?
So you, as a Daredevil fan,
mm-hmm.
why don't you explain to the happy, lucky people who
well,
get to listen to you what
born,
that means?
Born Again is like the Dark Knight Returns of Daredevil stories,
mm-hmm.
I guess. It is. Does Superman have one of those stories?
Whatever happened to the
Man of Tomorrow?
Maybe,
I guess, yeah,
kind
of.
Not really.
Yeah, yeah. Pull out like a really like just Superman, not Justice League story. Just like a
just
true
Superman,
like
yeah.
just Superman, like birthright maybe.
Yeah, it's an origin
yeah.
story. I don't know.
But anyway,
yeah.
So, Maggie is Daredevil's mother.
Yeah.
Who she became? Or she and her husband. Got separated. Jack got separated. She becomes a nun and kind of watches Matt from afar, but doesn't interact with him. He doesn't know that she's alive. Blah blah blah. The Born Again story has to do with that, but it really also has... Born Again is the reason that Matt is Catholic, I guess, really. So, like, the religious iconography and theology of Matt Murdock comes from Born Again. That's where that character...
So that wasn't really part of the character before that
not
story?
Really, oh, no, okay. Not really, no. Not really. It wasn't created with that. It's pure Frank Miller. I think Frank Miller even said, like, a guy who dresses up like a devil has to be Catholic. There's no other way. With that much guilt. And so the Born Again story is about Kingpin learning the secret identity of Daredevil and dismantling Matt's life because of it. And there's like a whole, like, Karen becomes a prostitute and a drug addict, and it's like, it's real dark and all over the place. And I don't think the show's really going to take much of that story apart from Kingpin and the secret identity and Maggie and maybe the religious iconography and stuff like that. But they've already been doing that anyway. So, I mean, the show, the second scene of season one of Daredevil is him in a confessional. So, like, it's not a mystery to anybody. A supporting member of the cast is a priest. So,
right.
Who I think is confirmed to have a bigger part in season three already. So, which starts filming in October. So it's coming around the bend.
I wish I hadn't known that going into...
Because you would have felt that he was actually going to...
I would have thought it was possible. You know, I would have thought it was remotely possible. Likely, absolutely not, but possible.
Yeah.
But knowing that, you know, when I saw that they were setting him up to sacrifice himself in a collapsing building, there was absolutely no stakes. Because I was like, well, I know that it's so true. Season three coming.
That's so true.
Like,
there,
I'm not even a little bit thinking of, like, could they? Like, not even the one split second of, you know, they could try this.
Right. Well, the majority of the public doesn't know that, you know?
Absolutely.
The
people, No. You're absolutely right.
But you're right.
I wish I had not.
Yeah. No body, no deal.
That's right.
You know, no dice. Right. But you're totally right.
It would have been cool if they just, like, waited a week to announce it.
You know?
Because they announced it, like, the same week as this came out. I wish they had waited, like, one more week to announce it. That's all.
Mm. Yeah, that's fine. I was expecting Punisher to show up. Never came.
Because that
Comic-Con trailer, I think it was Comic-Con trailer, where it's like, good thing you called me. And then you see him in the hallway. And I figured that was from Defenders.
From Defenders.
But it must have been from his own show.
There is like a post-credits
on the final trailer.
Yeah.
I think it might have been... Someone told me it was after every episode. Like, if you actually watch through the credits.
Every single episode?
Yeah, if you watch through the credits.
Maybe that's
true. Netflix doesn't let you do
that.
That
could be true.
Really,
not really. I mean,
one anyway.
Which would be, like, a great place to hide it.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. Yeah, they only put it there. They didn't put it on YouTube or anywhere else. It's only there. So a bunch of people have been ripping it and putting it up. And I think maybe since then they put it up officially.
I saw it on YouTube before I finished the show, though.
Before you finished the show?
Yeah.
Because probably a fan took it and put it up.
Well, I watched it the same day, so that fan was mighty impressive in his watching ability.
I mean, but, yeah.
Because I think I watched it at, like, 10 in the morning, so...
Well, yeah, but it came out at midnight, so...
Pacific time, though, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's 3 a.m.
Somebody could have finished it by the time you started it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Jeez.
But, yeah, I think that's interesting. Any overall thoughts, where would you rank it against the other shows?
I don't think it's as good as the first two seasons of Daredevil or Jessica Jones, but I'd probably put it above Luke Cage and Iron Fist.
Oh, wow. Interesting. So your ranking, give me your full ranking of all the shows. There's a few enough of them that you can just...
Daredevil season one, Jessica Jones, Daredevil season two, Defenders, Luke Cage, Iron Fist.
Wow. Okay. For me, I think I would put it at Jessica Jones number one, then... Defenders, then Luke Cage, Daredevil season one, Daredevil season two.
Right. Yeah. And then by de facto, Iron Fist, but you haven't seen it.
I would leave it out, but yeah, sure.
Yeah. I think that's part of that is take, because all the shows are different. They're not just straight superhero shows. They all have a different flavor.
They are very different, yes.
Yeah. So it's what you like.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But I didn't think there, we talked about it a little bit before. I didn't think there was a lot of nuance to the show.
I'll agree with you.
And that's like, it felt like one long movie, which is fine, but the stakes never felt very high, even though I guess technically they were. They never felt... They didn't feel as high as they should have. The villain I didn't find very threatening. And Sigourney Weaver's great. She's a great actress.
Yeah.
But I found Madame Gao more threatening in other shows, even not in this one particularly, but in other
Daredevil.
Shows. In Daredevil. Yeah. She was threatening in Iron Fist even, you know, like, but the mystery of Madame Gao is more threatening than watching her kind of be like, oh, Sigourney
I agree.
Weaver. Yeah.
I think generally speaking, I think the reason why I haven't liked Daredevil that much maybe is because I feel like the villains are not... Kingpin was very threatening. Season 2, I didn't feel super... enthralled with
first
the villains.
Half, first half was the Punisher.
Yeah, which I don't really care for the Punisher, so that didn't do anything for me.
I don't really either, but I thought the show did a good job with it, but...
Yeah, and John Bernthal is great. I just don't care for the character.
Yeah. Straight level vigilante.
Yep.
You just don't...
Doesn't really do it for me. Vigilant, yeah.
Yeah. So I think if it had more kind of... If it had some kind of, you know, I don't know... layers, I guess. It was a very A to B plot.
It was. And it was one story told over 8 episodes, pretty much. I thought the first 2 or 3 episodes before they all met up were interesting because you had the different threads sort of starting to come together.
Yeah.
Once they came together, it was just one story all the way through to the end.
And that's when it became a slightly less interesting.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. So enjoyable. Slightly less
but
interesting.
But less like thought-provoking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I shouldn't say there weren't stakes. I mean, like, Stick was murdered.
Yeah.
Alexandra was killed. Like, there were, like, Daredevil, quote-unquote, died. Electric, quote-unquote,
and, like,
died.
The city of New York was at stake, you know, and possibly the world after that.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel that way.
It didn't feel that way. And maybe Marvel has just conditioned us to, like, need some big energy field in the sky or something, you know. But,
and yet, if they did give that to us, it would be like, oh, here we go again. The whole world is sick. Blah, blah, blah. You know what? I thought the whole way through this whole series, I kept thinking what you and I have always said, but I think what you mainly have said many times, which is if this came out in 1999, it would be the best freaking TV show of all time.
Yep.
We'd be like, remember when we thought Lois and Clark was cool? This is so much better. You know, like, that's how he would feel. It would seem like the coolest thing of all time. Mm-hmm. Like, can you believe it? They're going to have different TV shows for each of these heroes. And there's going to be one show where they all team up. Like, it's like a comic book.
Yeah.
Like, that's how he would all feel. And yet, now we've seen so much good TV and so many good stories, movies or otherwise, with characters like this that we're sort of like, we can critique them on sort of, it's not as good as others I've seen, though.
That's
right. We're not just excited because it's a team-up show of heroes.
Yeah, you did some... Like, you can say, like, you did some things well.
Did some things very well.
Yeah, like everybody showing up to Midland Circle all at the same time the first time they fight.
Yeah,
that was kind of cool.
Fun.
And because nobody really knew, everyone's getting there for different reasons.
Yes.
And they all come in. Like,
we're
all you people? Yeah. I liked Jessica, like, chasing Matt, and he's, like, parkouring his way away.
Yes, yes.
They used his powers a lot in the show, way more than they did in his own show.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally.
Which I appreciated, because sometimes the show is like, hey, also, I have powers, and it's like, yeah, you do. Use them.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm sure we could talk about this longer, but let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. Okay, well, that sounds good. Well, you can find us on the internet at Beer with Geeks on Twitter, beerwithgeeks.com, Beer with Geeks on Facebook. You can also send us an email, beerwithgeeks@gmail.com. We love reading your email. We read every single one we get. You can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can go ahead and leave us a 5-star rating. We really, really appreciate it. Tell us what your favorite Marvel show is. We would also like to read one of those reviews.
I got one right here. Casual and fun, 5 stars by Braggadash. Mm. Great way to catch up on all geek-related topics. Very simple and forthright and to the point, and I like it.
Thank you, Braggadash.
Yeah, it is a great way. We are a great way to catch up on things, aren't
we? We like to think so.
Yeah,
yes.
We're a great way to catch up on things as well.
Oh. Mm. Hungry. Well, I would also like you to check out thoughtbubbleaudio.com, where you can find this show, you can find Supergirl TV Talk, you can find Starfall House of El Krypton, that we've started up talking about the upcoming sci-fi show Krypton, and Academy Rewind, where Tim and Palmer go through every Academy Award nominee ever.
Yeah, we do.
1 year at a time. We have so many podcasts. We have some more coming at you very soon. We'll be ready to talk about pretty soon. But you should check out thoughtbubbleaudio.com for that. And of course, patreon.com/thoughtbubbleaudio is where you can support these shows and help keep them happening by giving us your support. For little as a dollar a month, you can make these shows happen. So thank you to everyone who does support us there. Timberly, do you have anything else to add?
I do not, Francois. Okay. I do not.
All right. Well, then until next time.
Cheers.